Here's to Henry. Henry wanted dinner at 5:45. His martini dry, his news channel 5. Henry thought the kids should be seen and not heard. So I fed them first and didn't say a word. Henry wanted weekends for sports on TV. He couldn't conceive that I might be free. Henry thought a wife should take care of the home. So I cooked and cleaned the house on my own. I shouldn't complain, I mean, where would I be? 'Cause Henry's right. Now here's to Henry. When Henry met me, I was just 22. I was willowy thin, and my eyes were so blue. He was so dashing, he stood 6 feet tall, with broad shoulders and a face that made women fall. Henry thought the wedding should be in late May, so I canceled my plans to star in my first play. I shouldn't complain, I mean, it's plain to see that Henry's right. Here's to Henry. You think the house, the cars, the jewels, that they'd all satisfy the faint, rumbling yearnings of one soul. And then one day it hits you that your life has passed you by. The other half, who's supposed to make me whole? La 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 la. Doesn't hold me or gaze in my eyes. He's full of excuses and false alibis. Henry wanted romance, it's just not with me. His bitch secretary works regularly. I might complain if I didn't now agree that Henry's right. He's not right for me.